Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we're going to look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Men and children pleasing Christ is the title of this section. If you should want a CD of this section, then write us and tell us that you would like the portion on Colossians 3, 19 through 21, or the message titled, Men and Children Pleasing Christ. Now, you ladies in the audience, perhaps you felt like, wow, you were under attack when we looked at the last verse, 3:18. Well, you make sure you get those men and those children right next to the radio and make them listen, so to speak, because we will be looking at the man and his responsibility in this message. Now, the message from last time may have been over 3 days, and if you take one of those days off, we're on Monday through Friday in your area at the same time each day. And if you missed one of the days and you'd like to have the full message, write us. Our announcer will give you our address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Send it, get the $5. Make sure you include either the passage, Colossians 3, 19 through 21, or the title, Men and Children Pleasing Christ, or if it's another message, make sure you write down the passage that you want, and you'll get the entire message for all 3 days on that one CD. Now, if you have your Bibles, and I hope you have a good King James Bible, that's one we use because we do word studies, and it's kind of bad if you don't have a King James Bible. We're doing a word study, and the word that we're studying is not even in your Bible. So make sure you have a good King James Bible and you follow along with us. And today we begin with Colossians 3, 19 through 21. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Now we must remember that verse 17 precedes the rapid fire of commands, which tells us the foundation and reason for obedience to these commands. And that foundation and that reason is Jesus Christ. For example, in Genesis 2:18, God said, I will make him an helpmeet for him. Happy the home when the wife fits that divine plan and pattern. She obeys verse 18 in love with God. Not because her husband may be a great guy. 1 Peter chapter 3 shows if he's unsaved, you're still to do this. Let us give an example of that. A young man dates a pretty young thing. However, at her house, he must put up with an obnoxious little brother of hers. He would do nothing with that boy except sell him to foreigners as Joseph was sold to foreigners. But instead, he plays with the little boy, and he has a good time. Why? It pleases that girlfriend of his, and he's out to score points. Well, an obnoxious husband or wife may be your lot in life. But do what the scriptures say to do because of the great joy and the peace of pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ, even if you must endure hardship. Now, we go to verse 19. He says, husbands, love your wives. That comes from the Greek word, the word love there, from the Greek word agapeo. is defined as a direction of the will and finding one's joy in something. Now, again, that word was agapeo. It's a form of the word agape, which is the divine love that God has for us. Now, this word in the Greek, the tense of the word is called present imperative. And simply, what that means is that this is a command, and it requires by God for us to obey this command continuously. It is a tense of continual and repeated action. Now, think a moment about this. God created. He knew that man would fall. Yet before the fall, he made man with a plan to have a wife, that they might share their heart with one another and be a promise keeper to one another. By the way, Jesus Christ is your first primary promise keeper. He has given you a mate in life. Your mate, whether it's your husband or your wife, is your promise keeper. It's not another man. It's not another person in the church. And God really made it for that mate of yours to share your heart. And marriages get in trouble because people begin sharing their hearts with others, and before too long, they mistake that sharing to be love when it's really a form of lust. God designed the home, and he designed the family. He gave commands for it. To the man, he's to love her divinely, and he's to keep on loving her. God is so unselfish. He looks out for us. In his divine plan, he designed for one of his greatest thrills to be that a man would love his wife even as he, Jesus, loves the church. And my friend, we are well-pleasing to him when we do this. As a matter of fact, we are to love our wives even as Christ loved the church. In Ephesians 5, 25 through 29, we read this. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Now, think, men. Christ told the wife to submit to you as it is fit in the Lord. That is, as it is right. Now, as it is fit in the Lord, then, is a stipulation. There are some limits to that submission. For example, if you tell her to get drunk, she should not. It's not fit in the Lord. If you tell her to wife swap, she should not. That is not fit in the Lord. But when we look at the command to the husband is to love the wife as Christ loved the church. That has no stipulations. It's not dependent upon her response. Now, how does Christ love the church? In John 14, 14, he says, if he shall ask anything in my name, in other words, for my will's sake, for my glory's sake, for the good of God's glory, I will do it. You see, the Lord is approachable. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, we read this. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You see, the Lord is approachable. Does your wife fear to talk to you about a problem? She fears you'll blow up, you'll leave, or you'll share it with others? Well, that's not like Christ. That's not being approachable. And by the way, you say, well, some of the things that she brings up is so stupid, or it's so dumb, and I can't believe she's bringing these things up to me. Do you realize that she will be a lot closer to you intellectually than you are to the Lord and yet the Lord listens. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now that's from the Word of God, and that's from the lips of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Is the burden of the church, the home standards, the decisions on her? Can she bring her troubled heart to you? Can she find you a help? I like what Matthew Henry says in his commentary. Listen as I read. Adam slept while God made woman of his rib. He did not direct God at all. Therefore, she was God's handiwork. She was not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, even one flesh, and under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. He lost a rib, but he gained a helpmeet, a promise keeper. What a debased and profane sin to cheat on your mate, my friend, and desecrate a holy union that was designed by God, who described himself in the book of 1 John as love. God is love. In adultery, my friend, that goes against the agapeo of God as well as your mate. No, my friend, if you are in this sin tonight, you're listening, or today, wherever you're listening, stop that sin immediately. Repent of it. Turn from it. And let that person know that you'll never come back to that sin again with them or anyone else, that you love your mate. Don't even try to sugarcoat it. Don't say this, you know, "I really have a lot of feelings for you, but it's only right to go back to my mate." No, don't say that. Let them know. Just say, "Look, this is wrong. I've done this out of pure lust. It's wrong, and I'm going to stop. We're not going to do it again. I love my wife. I love my husband," whatever the case may be. Now, you are to share your heart with your wife, and she's to share her heart with you. Would it not be a sin to not share our hearts with our mate, but then to share them with someone else besides the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, the Lord does say in Psalm 62:8 to pour out your heart to him. But he's also given your wife a flesh and blood thing to see here on earth. Now, notice again Ephesians chapter 5. It says that he gave himself for it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.